What? Look here. I went to see the interrogator today.
And?
So I could get his written permission to visit you here.
So?
And, that family you said was such good people. That kid's family.
Mohammed, yeah?
They filed a lawsuit against you. Look here. They blame you for their son's death.
They have the right to.
What? What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Tell me, how could you do that, Dad? Why did you let Mom influence you like that?
I did what I felt that I had to do.
Is this what you had to do, really? Did you have to take that man to court? He didn't want this to happen. It was Mohammed who insisted. He constantly tried to convince him not to do it.
How do you know that?
I overheard them not long ago while they were talking in the room one day.
Didn't I tell you not to eavesdrop on people?
I know eavesdropping isn't right, but I mean suing someone who just wanted Mohammed to...
That's enough, girl. I've lost my son. If it weren't for that kid, Mohammed would still be alive. And I don't want to hear any more about this from now on. Don't try to teach me about humanity and about justice.
Dad!
What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Look here, you don't worry. I tell you, that kid is my entire life. And I am prepared to give up everything I have. So my kid doesn't suffer in that prison. My son won't waste his life in a prison cell. You must get him out of there. I will give you whatever you want. Whatever price you ask. Just name it. I will make sure you get it. Do I make myself clear?
Mr. Ferdos, our job is criminal defense. And you should know that every job has its own rules. It's not about what I want. It's a regular price for you to pay, and that'll be enough.
Look here. I know all about and respect your rules and your prices. But you may also have additional costs. What if you find that you have to, pay some people to do something for you?
What you're talking about right now is a middleman and not a lawyer. If you're looking for someone like that, this is not the place. This is a lawyer's office right here. We're defense attorneys, we are professionals. And you can be sure we do our job well. Now, is everything I said crystal clear to you?
Look here. It's crystal clear. What I am talking about has nothing to do with rules and with prices. I'm just saying that if my kid is let out, I will drop off a brand new car at your office and send the keys upstairs on a gold-plated keychain to show my appreciation. You dig that?
Oh, I prefer to ride the bus, thank you.
What's with you, man? Look here. I'll send 2 first-class bus tickets for you. Now you don't have a problem with that, do you?
No, there's no problem. Of course not. Now please, please have a seat, Mr. Ferdos. Describe what happened once more for me, please. Go ahead, sit down, please.
Now we're talking.
Excuse me, Mr. Ferdos. There's a woman here to see you.
Who is it?
I do not know. She's asking to see you, sir.
Tell her to come in.
Yes, of course. Please come in.
Hello.
Hello. You need to see me?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, then.
I'll be off, then.
Don't close the door, Safai. Leave it open. It's a bit stuffy in here.
All right. Of course, sir.
Please have a seat over here. Now then. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Satayesh Naderi. I'm Mohammed's sister.
I see. What do you want?
I had to come here because, because I needed to talk to somebody. I mean, I should speak to a lawyer to ask something about this, I guess.
Nonsense. But you know I'm not a lawyer.
I know you're not. But you've probably found a lawyer for your son, haven't you?
So?
I wanted to ask if I testified that I begged your son to help my brother run away. I even gave all of my gold to my brother for his expenses, and I know that if this information is of any help to your son or not, because if it isn't, then then I really wouldn't know what to do.
Look here. I just want to see if I've got this right or not. You mean to tell me that you want to testify that you were involved in your own brother's escape and that you encouraged my son to go and help your brother run away? Is that true?
Yes, sir.
So what do you want?
Nothing.
Then why are you doing this?
Because this is the truth.
Look here. Aren't you the same girl who was at my house in the gardener's room by the pool that time when I was there?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing you want, huh?
No.
Not even dire, huh?
If my testimony is of any use to your son, please let me know.
Hello, Father.
How are you doing there, kid? You fattened up a bit.
Really?
Sure you did. Look here. Prison will make you fat. You need to watch out.
How's Mother? Is she all right?
She's fine. She's got one foot in the Imam Sadeh Salah shrine. I suppose she has the other foot in the Imam Sadeh Salah shrine too. And we order takeout every night.
Of course. Are you doing well yourself?
I'm fine.
And how's work, Father? Everything okay?
I left Saber to handle the fruit market. He takes care of things. I'm constantly looking into your case. But look here. I don't know how, but everything seems to be taking care of itself for you, you know?
Really?
Oh, sure. Guess who came to see me just yesterday?
Who?
Your friend's sister. What's his name? I can't remember.
Mohammed's sister?
Yeah. Mohammed's sister.
Sitayesh?
Nonsense. I couldn't remember her name no matter how hard I tried yesterday. That's it, Sitayesh.
Why, father? What does she want?
She wants to testify in court that she is responsible for her brother running away. Understand?
Sitayesh?
Yes. She says that she gave him her gold and she helped him. And that she convinced you to help him as well.
What did you say, father?
You know, the lawyer says her testimony will turn the case around for us.
And what did you say, father?
Well, your lawyer says that if the plaintiff...
For God's sake, what did you say, father?
I phoned your lawyer and he told me to give her his address and to send her over to his office and that he will take care of everything else after that.
No. No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't want to drag her into this.
We're not doing this against her will! She is the one who wants to testify for you!
Will you accept it?
You must have blown a fuse in your head, kid. Look here. If she truly testifies to everything she said, there will be no case for the plaintiff at all. And they're not gonna go after their own daughter, are they? At least this way, we only have to deal with the public prosecutor. You dig that?
Look, father. She'll be in trouble even if her family doesn't sue her. It's a crime. Helping someone skip the border is a crime. Whether it's his sister, his friend, or anyone else. If she testifies, do you think they'll tell her, yeah, sure, you can go home now? No way, father. They'll detain her. They'll detain her for involvement in illegal activity. And you've seen that girl. Do you think she can withstand a place like this?
Huh? Why don't you practice what you preach, kid? If you knew that it was illegal and that it was a crime, why did you get involved in the first place? Tell me that, huh?
Now I'm paying the price for what I did. Something I knew was a crime, but I did it anyway. But that girl doesn't know anything about crimes or illegal actions.
Just listen to me, kid.
No, you look here, father. This is the last thing I gotta say. I don't want to drag that girl into this, that's it.
I know, but we can't. There is no way he'll let that happen. Nonsense! What are you talking about? Nonsense! We both know the apple doesn't fall far from the trees. Look here. He is his father's kid, and I know him well. When he says something's not supposed to happen, he means something is not supposed to happen. And I should know because he's my kid. So it won't happen.
Sir?
Excuse me.
That woman from the other day wants to see you. Okay.
Yes. Forget about it altogether. Yeah. Thank you very much. You take care. Goodbye.
Hello,
how are you? Look here, I spoke to my son. He does not agree that you testify.
That's not important. If I know it'll help him, I will testify.
I'm telling you, it won't help him. I don't know if he's lost his mind. I don't know if he's gone crazy. I don't even know if he's completely out of it. I don't know if he's psycho. I don't know if he's going insane, but all that I do know is that if you open your mouth in court, he'll go ahead and do something so bad he'll screw himself up big time for the rest of his life. He'll take the blame for every crime committed by anyone over the past 30 years just to make sure you come out clean. So look here, you go your own way, and we will go our own way. You are not going to testify. Look here. One more thing. We don't need any of your help. Just don't do any harm either.
Me?
Oh yeah, you know. I have seen enough of this world to know what kind of cloud brings a blessing in disguise and what kind of cloud brings a storm that drowns us all in sorrow. Whatever should happen to Tyre, whether he serves his time or not, whether he gets out or not, whatever ends up happening, you better stay out of his life totally. You don't need to testify for him. You don't need to give offerings or pray for him. Once you leave that office door, you forget about Tyre.
Look here!
You wipe that slate in your head completely clean of everything that is Tyre. I will take care of this mess no matter what it takes, but I don't know how yet. We need neither your help, and we don't want any of your harm either. Can you dig that?
Hi, Sever.
Hello, my brother.
Hello, father.
Hey, son, how are you doing? Don't worry, it'll be fine. Don't worry.
In the name of God, the compassionate and merciful. Your Honor, all I can add to what the prosecutor's representative mentioned here regarding the plaintiff's request is this. What we have here is a respectable family who raises their son, Your Honor, in a decent manner. They nurture him. But this well-mannered, honest boy, belonging to a religious and pious family, is trapped now by wolves who will neither dignify themselves, Your Honor, nor will they recognize these same virtues in others that surround them. With your permission, sir, I would like to add a quote.
What does this guy even say?
Enemies can't hurt you, but your friends will kill you. The same applies today. The late Muhammad Naderi was loyal to his own roots, standards, and decency until he met the defendant, Tahir Firdaus. After which he tried to tempt and lure that inexperienced and innocent young man. He tried to paint for him a picture of an imaginary paradise existing beyond our borders. Ladies and gentlemen, Muhammad Naderi was not killed by a bullet fired from some gun. No, rather it was such poisonous temptations that in the end claimed this young man's life. Make no mistake about it.
I asked you, what is this guy saying?
Keep your voice down.
What do you mean, quiet down?
No. His murderer is the one who took him to the brink of death, showed him the way that led to his death, and took Muhammad Naderi there with him. His true murderer is here, ladies and
gentlemen. Why are you talking nonsense, man? Let go of my hand. Let go of me.
Be quiet, sir.
And just why should I be quiet? That guy who is making up all this garbage should be
sir,
quiet.
Sir, please sit down.
I should sit down? Should I sit down so he can insult my son as much as he wants?
If you do not keep order in the courtroom, I will have you detained.
Go ahead. Tell them to detain me. I'd rather that than sit still here and listen to all this garbage all the time.
God.
Sit down, Father. Sit down, Father.
I'll go outside. Come on. Let go. I'm going.
Hey, Father.
He won't stop. He keeps talking nonsense.
Don't get angry, Father. Calm down.
What do you mean, don't
What's
get angry?
What's going on, sir? What's the problem? Come in. This way. Calm down. Please. Go in.
You tell me not to get angry.
Here you go. Cool down, sir.
What do you mean, saying cool down? He's standing over there calling my kid a murderer in front of everybody, and if I open my mouth, the judge threatens to arrest me. What's with that?
Here you go. Calm down. Calm down, sir. Don't worry about it. You know he's right.
Who? The lawyer?
No. I'm talking about the judge. When you disrupt order in the courtroom, he's entitled to ask you to leave or to arrest you if necessary.
Then he should do that. Here, take this. He should do that. Look here. I beg you to go tell the judge to write my arrest warrant right this minute.
Father!
What is wrong with you? You're like a broken record. Go ahead. Go tell him to send me to prison.
Father, what are you saying?
Like what? I committed an offense? I disrupted the order in the courtroom? And now I have to go to prison?
I'll let the judge know. You go ahead and sit down. Calm down and have that glass of water. Go ahead. Please, have some water. Please.
What are you doing, Father? What are people going to think about you?
Why the hell should I care? I disrupted the order in the courtroom. I should pay the price.
Mr.
I'm Heshmat Ferdos, sir.
Yes, Mr. Heshmat Ferdos. Is the man who's standing trial your son?
Yes, he is my son.
Before I give you a message to the judge, can I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Have they given you visiting rights with your son at all?
Yes, they have.
And have you visited him yet?
Yes, a few times.
So why are you insisting on going to prison? You can see him during visiting hours. So you don't need to make trouble for yourself just so you can see him. On top of that, if you get detained today for disrupting the courtroom, there's no guarantee you'll be sent to the same prison as your son. So do you still want me to give the judge your message?
That lawyer over there has no right to talk such nonsense about my son.
He's the plaintiff's lawyer. What do you expect?
So what if he is the plaintiff's lawyer? He is getting paid, isn't he? It's not important whose side is on. It should be more fair, don't you think? Saber.
Yes, Father.
Go and see what our lawyer is doing inside the courtroom. I want you to tell him straight. He is not to disrespect neither their family or the deceased boy. But look here. You should tell him that if he gets a chance, he should go and punch that lawyer, bam, straight in the face.
But Father...
Why are you still sitting here?
Yes, Father, fine.
You're definitely right. You are definitely right that I don't want my son to be alone in prison.
But sir, he's not a child.
I know that. I did not raise him to be a sissy, don't you know? He was fighting under rockets and gunfire in the war for 2 years. And I am grateful to God that he is a real man now. Look here. Prison is a different story. You don't know how it feels until you've been there. Those sunsets. In the moments when the sun is set, but still not dark. You'd give your soul just to have a friend. Or someone you know. To be there by your side. Just to talk to. Please forgive me. I'm probably talking your head off.
Defendant's attorney, please proceed.
Yes, Your Honor. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, firstly, I would like once again to offer condolences on behalf of myself and my client to the Naderi family, who have lost their beloved son in this tragic incident. I pray that God will grant peace to the deceased and patience to his family. Your Honor, I must defend my client using evidence and legal documents, but my respected colleague has painted such an evil, vicious, cunning, and monstrous image of my client for the court and the present company. Therefore, I must first clarify whom exactly I am representing. Is this truly the face of an evil man, cunning and vicious human being? No, this is not the case, but I do not wish to imply whether this man is guilty or not. But he is also not evil, as my colleague is trying to portray him. He is an ordinary human being.
What are we going to tell my father?
I really don't know. I'll say I have to leave for an appointment.
What happened?
The court was adjourned until Tuesday, Mr. Ferdows.
Nonsense! What did they adjourn for?
I have an appointment. I have to go. Don't worry.
Where are you going? What do you mean, don't worry? You expect me to go home and not worry just because you say so?
He was very well spoken in the courtroom, Father.
Look here. Anyone in the world can be well spoken. It is what is being said. That's what matters. Is Tahir still in there?
There he is. He's coming.
Just look at him.
Hello, Father. Hi, Sabir.
Hey, Tahir. Can I speak to my son for a couple of minutes? Is there anything you need? I mean, when you're in prison?
No, it's okay, Father. I'm all right.
Look here. I want to tell you something. It's not advice. It's a lesson for life. From personal experience. Are you listening? Look here. A lot of people go to prison. They go in as amateurs, come out as professionals. They go in as recreational drug users, and they come out addicts. They're offenders, and they come out more dangerous. But there are lots of people who come out of prison with a whole world of experience. They go in as kids and come out men. But if bad turns to worse, it's not because of prison. But it is truly their own fault. Their nature is flawed. But your nature is the same as your father's. You're a man, but you've got to be even more of a man now. Look here, Tyre. A prison can be like a university if you approach it the right way. If you don't, it's still just a prison. So it's up to you. Look here. It's in your hands now. This is my own personal experience I'm sharing with you now. Can you dig that, son?
Of course, Father. Don't you worry about it. I'll approach it the right way.
Good.
I have to go now.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
I'm proud of you.
Just a second, I...
Hello.
Hello. My father told me you went to see him.
Yes.
Did he give you my message?
Yes. He told me that you didn't want me to say anything.
Yeah, I just didn't want you to get dragged into all this. I also had another message that I couldn't tell my father to give you. On the afternoon of the same day that happened to Muhammad, I asked for his permission to propose to you. He said to tell you that he agrees. I was supposed to come straight to your house to propose as soon as I returned to Tehran. But, well, I just couldn't. But you see, now I want to. I have to go now.
Setayesh?
Yes, Dad?
Come here, my girl. Look here. If prison has 1,000 flaws, there is still one good thing about it. It will keep that girl away from my son. I tell you, she will bring nothing but trouble for Tyre. Listen, my girl. Have you been talking to that boy? I'm not threatening you, my girl. I just want you to be aware. I want you to be aware that no matter where you go, those people will show up offering you bags of cash. They'll be trying to get us to drop the charges. I didn't want to have this taken to court, but now that I've done it, I'll carry through with it, and I won't stop until it's finished. I'd like for you not to talk to them. I don't want them to think that money can buy them everything they want, even justice.
Father, do you really think that justice will be fully served if that boy gets punished?
Justice can't ever fully be served by humans. But this type of justice, however incomplete, is what separates man from the animals. Come on, let's go.
Has my son lost a lot of weight, huh?
No.
Is he very upset?
No, no. Bring a couple more pairs of socks for him. And his slippers, too.
His slippers are downstairs. They've probably shaved his head, too.
No! His hair is still on his head. His hands, his feet, his head are all still attached. Will you let me get going, or are you gonna ask me questions until it's dark?
What do I do? What can I do now? You told me not to come to court. I said fine. You told me not to come to prison. I said fine. But he's my son, Ferdows. I'm worried too. My son is in prison. Oh, God. Oh, God.
All right, that's enough. Don't cry, Eddie. I'll take it to court on Tuesday. Please don't cry anymore, okay?
All right. Mommy, come and have some tea.
Thanks.
Here you go.
Okay. I'll have it later.
Mama, tell me, why are you suing Muhammad's friend?
Because he wasn't Muhammad's friend. He was his enemy.
Let's suppose that's true. Will Muhammad come back if you file a lawsuit? Or if you get a lawyer?
No, he won't. But that boy won't ever be able to deceive another kid or let another mother mourn her lost child.
Mohammed really wanted to go himself.
If I were to tell you that I want to jump off a bridge, then will you take me straight to a bridge? Murder is not just taking a person's life. You can take away someone's pride. You can take away their common sense. That boy took away Mohammed's sense first, and then his life.
That lawyer's not at all bad. He seems to know what he's doing.
Well, Father, he must know what he's doing if he's a lawyer, right?
It is so good to hear you laugh again.
Father?
What is it?
Thank you for not bringing Sitaish into this.
Nonsense. I should be grateful to you. Look here. I was completely blinded by my anxiety about you being in prison. And then having to hear all of those terrible things that were being said about you. Otherwise, it's not my nature to harm others. Only just to get ahead, especially women. But when you're a father, you forget about who you truly are to save your kid.
How is mother doing?
She misses you, Tyre. Look here. Will you be upset if I bring her tomorrow to court? Be honest with me.
It'll upset her.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. She is really restless, you know. I'm worried that if I say no to her, she'll...
All right, Father, you can bring her. I miss her too, of course. But make sure she won't cry in the courtroom, yeah?
Look here. I'll explain things to her before she comes in, okay?
Oh, Father, I almost forgot to tell you. They've arrested Meshkin Abadi too.
Is he in there with you?
No. They took him away yesterday.
Tyre, tell me, do you think that Meshkin Abadi is going to testify against you?
I really don't know, Father.
It's Tyre. Hello,
Hello,
son. Father.
Hello, mother.
Hello, son.
It's good to see you. I missed you. Thanks for
you
being here.
See, your mother came.
And here's the lawyer.
Mr. Taher Ferdows.
Yes?
Come forward. So you said that you advised him to turn himself in?
Yes, sir.
And what happened then?
He didn't agree.
Why?
He was terrified. He was terrified of everything. He was scared of going to the front line, and he had heard that the punishment for a runaway soldier is the death penalty, and he believed that. He truly believed that.
Mr. Taher Ferdows, tell me, have you ever seen any runaway soldiers be sentenced to death? Tell me.
No, sir.
Did you tell him that?
No, sir.
And why?
because everything happened so fast. It was confusing. We couldn't think it through. I could barely think straight, Your Honor.
But what you're saying doesn't seem to be true. You took care of everything very thoroughly. You were even very alert at the checkpoint. You were so sharp that you knew how to manipulate a messenger to get you through. How can you say you couldn't think straight? You can step down now. God, bring in Karim Meskin Abadi.
Hello, Your Honor. Excuse me, my name is Meskin Abadi.
Hey, who's that guy?
Shh! You'll see in a second.
Mr. Meskin Abadi, who contacted you and asked you to make arrangements for the escape of Mohammed Adari across the border?
Mr. Taher, sir.
So you mean to say that this man asked you to help Mohammed Adari?
Yes, but in all fairness, I should tell you that he was desperate to go himself. Forgive me, but the very day he arrived, he was saying he wanted to go immediately. I'm telling the truth, sir.
But the person who had introduced you to him was this man right here?
Yes. It was him, Your Honor.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. If you'll allow me, Your Honor. Mr. Meskin Abadi, how long have you known Mr. Taher Ferdos?
Mr. Taher wanted to escape himself 2 years ago. We had arranged everything for him. He eventually went to the border, but never ended up crossing it.
And why?
Forgive me, but honestly, it's a very long story. It was as if his heart wasn't in it from the very beginning. He was like someone who had been forced to do something. And that very day that he was supposed to go, they'd brought the bodies of some martyred soldiers home. And we went to offer our condolences, and Mr. Taher came as well. However, when we had returned, he was very, very restless. He packed his bag and gathered his clothes and left, and I said, Mister, where are you going? Where? You've already paid, and everything is ready. You've got to go tonight. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Tell me! But he wouldn't listen to a word I said. In the end, he said, I am so very sorry, Mr. Meskin Abadi. Forget about everyone else. But I would be too ashamed before those whose sons were martyred if I had run away. He left. He just left. And I was honestly really happy about it. I told myself, yeah. He's a real man. Like his father. His father, my friend. Like father, like son.
Excuse me, did the late Mohammed Adari have a similar sentiment?
No. There was no doubt in his mind. He wanted to go no matter what.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Do you have any further questions?
Yes, please. I'd like to pose some questions to the witness, with the permission of the court. During the time you spent with the late Mohammed Adari and the defendant Taher Ferdos, did you ever at one time hear the defendant Taher Ferdos offer advice to Mohammed Adari, or try to prevent him from leaving, or say something to suggest he was against Mohammed Adari crossing the border?
Answer the question.
No. I don't remember.
Thank you, Your Honor. No further questions.
The court will be adjourned to issue a verdict on this matter here. Both parties and their lawyers should be notified of the verdict accordingly.
Tell me, how do you think the verdict will turn out?
I don't know, Mr. Ferdos. I really don't know what's going to happen.
What do you mean you don't know what the verdict will be? You presented our case really strongly. In all truth, you spoke strong and well. You mean to say that it will have no effect at all?
I did my job, Mr. Ferdos. But the sentence is handed down by the court. I don't know exactly, but from what I can tell, the court doesn't seem to be in our favor.
Nonsense!
But you know what would be very good? If you could have them annul the lawsuit somehow. You have to convince them to drop the charges, Mr. Ferdos.
Here, take this too, huh? Take this and bring it upstairs. Take this. Oh, and this too. Hurry up. Shoggy! Finish this and go together.
No, not like that. You're putting the
put it up there. That's enough. Enough! Throw it up there. Go on.
Excuse me. Do you know if Mr. Nadari is here? Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello to you. How can I help you?
I'd like to talk to you. Just for a minute, if that's okay with you.
Go ahead.
It's a private matter.
Go take a break, guys.
Okay.
But don't go too far.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to ask me?
I'm not asking. I'm begging.
Go ahead.
You know, I am fully aware of how this whole situation has affected your entire family, and please believe me. I promise you that if I could, I would turn back the hands of time and prevent this from ever happening. Believe me, God knows I want to do this. God knows the role of my son in all of this.
I'm not a judge, mister.
But you are the plaintiff.
There's a difference. I can file a complaint, but I cannot judge anybody.
But my son is not to blame in any of this.
That's for the court to decide.
And they will. He has committed an offense. I know it's an offense. But your lawyer keeps calling my son a murderer, and he's going to bring my son down in the end. You read in the newspapers all the time teenagers are begging just to go to the front line. You know as well as I do that we'll write a story that my son has deceived a good soldier into escaping. And if it goes on like this, I don't know. I don't know what they'll say about him. You've seen the papers. It's my son's photo next to yours. They've chosen them so they look like he's laughing at your sorrow and suffering. Look at his picture. Please, Mr. Nadari. You can't look at this picture and tell me that this isn't a good boy. Mr. Nadari, in truth, I am scared. I am scared for the first time in my life. Mr. Nadari, I'm begging you, please.
What do you want from me?
I want you to drop the charges. Let Dyer be punished for something he did, not for something you know he never did. This is gonna ruin the best years of his life. We are both fathers. And I understand your pain. You can comprehend mine. You just need to write out a few words. and we can put all of this behind us. Believe me, Mr. Naderi, I would give up everything and more if I could bring back your son to life, and you know that I would do this if I could, but I can't. You know this to be true. Thank you very much. There is something else that I can do. I can go and bring a scale right into here and have you stand on one side and fill the other side with gold and jewels and silver. Right to the last gram, I will give you your own weight in gold. Get out of here. I said get out of here! I should have known from the very beginning that people like you measure everything only in terms of money. Now get out of here. You know who your boss is.
I gave him the money.